I'm concerned for the direction that most of the modern church is going today. My friend, we must be the church that is according to the Word of God. We must be a church that's born again, a church that's filled with the Holy Ghost, a church that desires God's Word, a church that fellowships, and a church that prays. My friend, what kind of Christian are you today?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. It is so good to have you today on Truth and Fact. We are in Acts chapter 2, and verses 42 through 47 gives us the qualities of the New Testament church, or what the church should be today. Well, number one, you must be born again. It's not enough to have your name in a membership of a local church or assembly, but your name must be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But secondly, I know that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They waited, they tarried 120 in that upper room until they were endued with power from on high. Thirdly, they desired God's Word. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. A true Christian loves the Word of God. You love the Bible, the Scriptures. If you love God, then you'll love His Word. But fourthly, the church fellowship. Christians love to be around Christians. Why? Because they have something in common. What they have in common is this: the Spirit of God who dwells within them. Christians are not God, but they have the Spirit of God living within them. We are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. If your relationship with Jesus is right, then your relationship with your brothers and sisters in the Lord can be right also. The Bible says this: you will know them by their love for one another. A Christian should desire to be in fellowship, and to be out of fellowship with Christians tells me that possibly you're out of fellowship with God. We should desire to be in church every time the doors are open. Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some. My friend, that's the Bible. Why do we come to church? Well, we know it's the will of God. God instituted and ordained the church. But we come together for fellowship, to strengthen one another in the Lord, to encourage each other, to pray for each other, to hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, that the Word might sanctify us, that we might hear from heaven and know the will of God for that local assembly. But the fifth thing is, they prayed. A church that's going to do anything for the kingdom of God is going to be a church that prays. There's no other way around it. Praying is communicating with God. It's talking to Him. Prayer is expressing your heart to the Lord. Prayer is a good quality to have. The church or the believers shouldn't be ashamed to come together and pray. It shouldn't be a strange thing. I know it's a rare commodity in many of your mainline denominations today, but it shouldn't be. What has happened to prayer? My friend, does your congregation come together? Do Christians in the body of Christ gather together and pray and seek the face of God? If they do, then praise God, I'm glad. But what has happened to seeking God's face for who He is? We pray because we believe that God answers prayer. The Bible says, if we seek Him, we will be found of Him. When Paul and Silas were beaten, tattered and torn, they were found praying. And then the last thing is, I know that they feared. Well, verse 43 says, then fear came upon every soul. This wasn't a scary or a frightened fear, but rather a healthy fear. Healthy in the respect that they were in awe of who God was. They feared because they knew God was in their midst. Some just want a nice and relaxing and comfortable atmosphere. Too many feel very relaxed in their church, and therefore there's no conviction. There's no moving of the Spirit of God. The result? No change of heart. When God begins to move, it will result in fear and honest because we know God is near and present. Let's be the Christian that God desires for His church to be today.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.